This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Congressman David Cicilline, Democrat of Rhode Island, is eyeing legislation that would bar former President Trump from serving in office under the 14th Amendment for leading an insurrection against the United States. Cicilline, who served as an impeachment manager during Trump's first impeachment, sent a letter to his Democratic colleagues previewing a bill to prevent Trump from holding office and soliciting co-sponsors for the measure. The Rhode Island Democrat circulated the letter the same night Trump announced his 2024 campaign for president. Cicilline says that Trump should be barred from holding office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, known as the Disqualification Clause, which says individuals should not be allowed to hold any office if they engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. The congressman said his bill details testimony and evidence demonstrating how Donald Trump engaged in insurrection against the United States, pointing to revelations from January 6 Select Committee hearings. Congressman Cicilline wrote, "Given the proof demonstrated through the January 6th committee hearings, the 2021 impeachment trial, and other reporting that Donald Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6th with the intention of overturning the lawful 2020 election results, I have drafted legislation that would prevent Donald Trump from holding public office again under the 14th Amendment." The U.S. House of Representatives impeached Trump for a first time in December 2019 for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress over revelations regarding his dealings with Ukraine, though the Senate acquitted him of both charges. Trump was impeached a second time in January 2021 on the charge of incitement of insurrection following the Capitol riot, but the U.S. Senate ultimately acquitted him. Anthony Johnstone, a University of Montana law professor and a nominee for the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, ran into a partisan Republican buzzsaw last week, created by Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines when Johnstone's nomination was considered by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Anthony Johnstone is a former solicitor for the state of Montana. He received wide and bipartisan support in advance of the committee vote. But Thursday, he squeaked through the committee on an 11-10-1 vote. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina voted present, and all other Republicans opposed Johnstone's nomination. Following the vote Thursday, Daines' office said the split vote out of committee worried him, but a spokesman for Senator Tester said Daines himself lobbied Republicans on the committee to oppose the nomination. A spokesperson for Montana's U.S. Senator John Tester said, "It's unfortunate that Senator Daines tried to sink Anthony Johnstone's nomination by lobbying members of the Judiciary Committee to oppose him. Senator Tester is confident through his own personal conversations that multiple Republicans would have supported Professor Johnstone had it not been for that push from Senator Daines to give himself the cover to call the vote a partisan one. Senator Tester is confident Professor Johnstone will serve Montana well upon his eventual confirmation." In Montana, members of the legal community and tribal leaders are among those who endorsed Johnstone's confirmation. Letters of support from tribes noted U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee has an understanding of federal law and Indian country, which signers said will serve the court well. The chairman of the Chippewa Cree tribe of the Rocky Boy Reservation, leaders of the Blackfeet Nation, Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of the Fort Peck Reservation, the Fort Belknap Indian community, and the Little Shell tribe wrote letters of support of Johnstone. Gerald Gray, chair of the Little Shell tribe of Chippewa Indians of Montana, noted that Johnstone's experience in a broad range of federal law and his public service and deep roots in Montana will serve Montana well on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.